Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Andrés Molina, Honduran journalist, on the coup d'état of 2009 and its current repercussions in Honduras. Honduran journalist Andrés Molina covers the almost 8 years that had passed since the coup d'état perpetrated against former Honduran president José Manuel Zelaya and its repercussions in Honduras, one of the most unjust countries with the most territorial conflicts in the region. Military, judicial, and legislative branches of government participated actively in the ousting of Zelaya in 2009, and since then, the rights of communities, workers, indigenous people, and Afro-Honduran people had been severely hit, said Andrés in an interview with Real World Radio. An example of this is a growing number of independent journalists who are the targets of violent attacks, most of them resulting in murders. After the coup of 2009, somehow everything is illegal, said Andrés. The member of Madre Tierra, Friends of the Earth Honduras, later made reference to the role of oligarchy in the destabilization of a president like Zelaya. The oligarchy and even the US ambassador himself lost their minds. This was not a revolutionary government and they misinterpreted the reaction of the people, said Andrés. Far from the relative passiveness of Honduran popular sectors after similar events, after the ousting of Zelaya, social movements and the people in general joined the expressions of rejection, giving way later to the Honduran Popular Front of National Resistance. But Andrés Molina particularly highlights the role of transnational corporations in the process to oust the president when they saw that some of the public policies enforced were endangering most of the clear privilege they enjoyed, especially with reference to the extraction of strategic resources, he concluded.